Hey everybody, welcome to the WWE Podcast. This is the Quick Hits version, and you guys know I only do quick hits when big news breaks, and we do have some big news, although at this point with how fast things move in our ever-inclined technology lifestyles, you probably have heard about the WWE Network being canceled from WWE exclusively and being moved. And it's being moved to Peacock in the United States. So that's huge news. Huge news. I did not see this coming. I think it could actually bode well for some network subscribers who won't really care about ads. And we'll get into that in a minute with some details. And I'll read you, of course, some of the specifics. And this is from The Verge, TheVerge.com, to give them credit. But this is big news, guys, and I looked at their stock over today's announcement, and they're down by 2 points, which isn't that significant, honestly. I think fans, or investors rather, are taking a wait-and-see approach to this, because WWE, while it may look on the surface that they've kind of lost control of the network and it's not growing, they did secure this billion-dollar deal. It was over $1 billion that they sold the rights of their content to Peacock. And so that is certainly a revenue-driving revenue-driving deal, but WWE won't be getting any of the subscription and any of the subscriber revenues as Peacock will, since they're selling the entire library to Peacock for, it looks like, 5 years. It looks like this deal is for the next 5 years. So, again, huge, huge news here. This is going to be taking place, the actual transition, that is, on March 18th. That is going to be the key date in which everything will transition from the now the place where everyone knows to go now, the WWE app or Apple TV, wherever, to Peacock. Everything will then be transferred on March 18th, which means it'll be in time for Fastlane, and then later that month, a few weeks later, for WrestleMania 37 in April. So just in time for WrestleMania season. And, you know, as I look at this, and I'm looking at the numbers and trying to figure out exactly why WWE would have sold their rights to the network and all their content to a third party. It looks like their subscriber base, since launching in 2014, has remained steady. They're at 1.1 million subscribers, I believe 1.1 million paid subscribers. That doesn't mean the people that are actually doing the free trial. But I also want to make it clear, because I've had people ask me, does this include the overseas non-US fans? And the answer is no. You guys, anybody outside of the United States, this does not affect you whatsoever. But for those that are in the United States, this will be a big change, as we have to move away from the WWE Network as we know it now and subscribe to Peacock. Now, here's the difference, though, and where you and or I could save some money. And the reason is because they're doing a tiered approach. What they're going to do, what Peacock is going to do, is allow the WWE Network to be available on the premium, on Peacock Premium, which is $4.99 a month, or the Peacock Premium that includes ad-free, which is $9.99 a month. So those of us that are currently paying the $9.99 a month could actually be saving money if you opt to the $4.99 option and essentially cut your bill in half for the WWE Network. Now, I don't know about you. I cannot stand ads. I am a ad avoider. I will pay whatever I need to pay to not watch ads. And I will say this, with Hulu, they offer an ad-free version of their content, but there are certain programs exempt, and SmackDown is one of them. And it's, you know, even though I have the ad-free version of SmackDown, if you watch it the next day, they still include ads that are about 3 to 4 minutes a piece. And there are 10 ads in the show, which means you're watching 30 to 40 minutes of ads. You have to watch them, even on an ad-free platform like Hulu. It is maddening. So I don't think that this, I don't hope that this won't affect that. I think that with Raw and SmackDown on their own separate deals and contracts, that this will not affect Raw and SmackDown. It's for just all of the network content, pay-per-views, documentaries, specials, 24/7s, all that kind of stuff is going to, whatever is currently on the network is what is going to be affected. So getting into some more specifics here, it looks like starting in 2022, again, according to The Verge, .com, starting in 2022, WWE says subscribers can expect one signature documentary annually. In 2020, those documentaries included Edge, The Second Mountain, which detailed the wrestler's return after 9 years in the ring, or out of the ring, and The Undertaker, The Last Ride. They go on to say, last year, WWE launched a free tier of the network, and it seems that some of that content will also be making its way to Peacock's free plan. So, again, it does look like this is going to be just a simple transfer of the library to Peacock. It sounds almost too simple. I feel like there may be some hitches. there's 17,000 hours of content in the library. That's an insane amount of content. And I think that's a hell of a value for $4.99 or $9.99 a month if you don't want to pay for the ads, of which yours truly does not. So for me, it won't be a cost savings. But for those of you that are patient and don't care about ads, certainly this will help you out a little bit every month here. So looking at some of the other notes here, I want to be as specific as I can. The new this is again, according to The Verge, and I quote, I sound like Michael Cole, the new tag team results, when I say tag team, they mean Peacock and WWE, not an actual tag team, results in positives on both sides. WWE will find itself with a wider streaming audience after seemingly hitting a ceiling on WWE network growth, and Peacock gets a differentiator in the direct-to-consumer streaming wars. For people that have people that currently have both services, well, this move will be a rare case where streaming gets less complicated. Very true. This is going to be a way in which you actually have less subscriptions, right? Because you don't have to add another streaming service because we all are just streaming is where things are. And right now, if you're listening to this, more than likely, you probably have multiple streaming services, whether it's Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix, HBO Max, Peacock. I mean, there's tons of them out there. And this one, we can just obviously just end our subscriptions on March 18th, which I would assume they would, because they shouldn't be charging us for a network subscription anymore, considering they don't have it. So we just should stop being charged. And then, of course, we will all head on over to Peacock and subscribe. And that's the hope anyway, on Peacock's part and WWE's part. Looking at this from a business perspective, and believe it or not, I mean, I don't even know if I've ever shared this with you guys, I actually did major in business in college, and I am in business right now in my professional career. I have an MBA, so, toot my own horn. The reason I'm telling you that is looking at this through a business lens and not the professional wrestling fan lens, which is a much different lens to kind of put on, considering I have been doing podcasts for years on the WWE and other promotions. But this is smart. This is really smart. At first, you'd look at this, and when I saw the headline come through, I'm thinking to myself, Oh boy. Anytime a major company sells something, that's usually like throwing their hands up. That's usually thinking or saying to the stockholders and stakeholders, yeah, we did our best and we're giving up. It's kind of the going out of business sale, right? And you think that everything, all liquidate, it's a weekend of liquidations, right? Everything's on sale, mega sale, 75% off. That's not the case here. And I needed to kind of take a step back and read through the details and realize this is a really smart business decision on WWE's part and Peacock's part, because what WWE is doing here is they identified the fact that they have reached a ceiling, and it's been many years since they have leveled at that 1.1 million subscriber base, floating around a million, maybe kind of around WrestleMania time. They'd bump up to like 1.2, 1.3, 1.4, back down after WrestleMania. Very cyclical, but they would reach a ceiling. And they've recognized this. The network has been turned on now and live for the last 7 years. 7 years the network has been on, and they have done everything they can to promote it. It seems as if their fan base has reached a capacity or a saturation point. And they are now going into a territory that has more viewers other than just WWE fans. I mean, you're going into a platform that provides many different viewing experiences. I mean, you have dramas, you have movies, you have other TV shows, you have The Office, for God's sakes. Big fan of that, by the way. So you have a massive variety of content on another platform that has other eyeballs that may be come across the WWE network. It makes sense. Now, does this mean that WWE is going to have a ton more subscribers? The answer is probably no. I think it'll be a small percentage increase, hopefully, over the next 5 years, which is how long this deal appears to be implemented. So I think that this is a super smart investment on Peacock's part and on WWE's part by getting $1 billion to sell their network, which means WWE also, keeping my business lens on, I would assume they're not getting any revenue beyond this $1 billion from the network after March 18th. They're not getting anything. I mean, of course, I haven't seen the contract itself. You'd have to read through the terms and conditions, which would bore the hell out of most of you. But that's where you would read the fine print. And it seems as if common sense would tell you, after they sell it, it's not theirs anymore for 5 years. They produce it, but they don't monetize it because they already got their big payoff. It's like as if WWE hit the lottery, they took a lump sum instead of the, you know, annual payments, which most of us would probably take, and which means that they got the lump sum and off you go. You know, we'll see you later. And that would also mean that they have this $1 billion, this new revenue, but they don't have that network cash flow coming in every single month anymore. So you would wonder, yes, they have this massive amount of money sitting there, but what are they going to invest that $1 billion in? Assuming, again, it's a round $1 billion. I mean, I'm sure it's not, but what are they going to do with that? How are they going to reinvest that in the business and into their business model? What are they going to do for fans? How are they going to maybe create new platforms, new cash flows, right? New avenues to create money and or to create revenue. So this is certainly an interesting turn of events for WWE, a smart one. And when you look at it, maybe overdue, you know, maybe overdue considering that the network has kind of flatlined in terms of their growth in network subscriptions. Now, interestingly, of course, the pay-per-views are still going to be just that, pay-per-views. You could still call your network subscriber and network provider, and you could pay 50, 60, 60, 70. I've even seen WrestleMania go for $70. But I don't think that's a consistent stream of revenue for WWE. So, yes, they would be getting money from people who actually purchase pay-per-views. I don't even know if there are people who are still out there doing that. But that is certainly something that is available. So, looking through some of this other detail, and then we'll wrap things up, is they, here again, quoting The Verge, the service underwent, meaning the WWE Network, a major redesign in 2019. Subscriber totals have typically peaked around the company's marquee WrestleMania event each year and then tapered off in other months. It ended the third quarter of 2020 with 1.5 million subscribers. The service has eclipsed 2 million customers at times, but never managed to maintain that base. By comparison, Peacock has already reached nearly 22 million users, but it's not clear how many of those are paying are paying subscribers. Either way, WWE no longer has to sweat its streaming numbers now that the WWE Network will just be one of one part of Peacock. So that is, I mean, think about that, guys. Think about that. If you're WWE and you see, you know, you go from 2 million and then you drop down to that 1.1, 1.2, 1.3 that you just kind of level at, and you see Peacock, a willing partner with 22 million subscribers. Again, many of them may or may not be paid, but there still are 22 million new eyeballs in a land that you have not yet even tapped into yet. That is, I think, a massively smart business decision on both parts. Peacock is going to see, a significant increase in revenue because WWE fans are going to go there. But also, what about those other 20 million people, 22 million people that may or may not be wrestling fans? Maybe they don't. You know, it's going to depend also on how does Peacock promote this? How does Peacock actually, you know, let other users know that aren't wrestling, may or may not be wrestling fans, know that the WWE Network is here? You know, WWE, we have exclusive rights to all of their content now, outside of course, Raw and SmackDown live events. But it's a very smart move. Of course, time will tell whether taking this lump sum payment for 5 years is worth it. But it is, I think it's the right time. And Vince did say when the time is right that he will shake up the model. And this is also according to The Verge. Of course, you can read many other outlets that have essentially the same information. But this is a big deal, guys. Let me know what you think. I mean, this is certainly a new road for WWE. Now, talking to the casual fan, that would mean really nothing. You just change your subscription from the WWE Network to Peacock to access the WWE Network. And for most of us, it won't change how much you're paying per month. And in some cases, it will reduce how much you pay for wrestling every month. It's really, I think, a win-win. There's no loss of fans in terms of actually having to do anything different other than download Peacock. Big deal. Okay. And for WWE, it's really a no-brainer. This is, I think, good news, and I hope that they succeed. I hope on both ends it's a successful partnership. So after March 18th, guys, no longer can go to your app. We'll have to all download Peacock. And there's some other good stuff on Peacock too, right? It's not just wrestling. That's the other value in it. You're getting $9.99, but not just for the network, for tons of other stuff. So this is awesome for consumers and wrestling fans. Awesome for Peacock to be able to contain 17,000 hours of the network, and WWE getting a massive payout and then continuing to invest that money, hopefully smartly. And that's the other piece, in other avenues, streams of revenue create. I mean, that's their business. They got to create something from that money. I mean, I'm sure that dividends aren't going to be the best way to expend that money. I'm sure they have something in mind. So, alrighty, well, thank you everybody for listening. This has been a quick hits version that I normally don't talk business, but this is a big, big move for WWE, and I think it's a smart one. So on the flip side of actually pro wrestling stuff, guys, we got a ton of content coming this week with Rumble, 6 days away now. Monday Night Raw is going on right now, so I'll review that tomorrow night. Wednesday's Nostalgia and the Mailbag. You guys have been pummeling me with email. That's good. And then we have Saturday night coming with your preview and predictions. Sunday night is the review show with the Botch guy on YouTube. Subscribe to him, by the way, on YouTube. Great channel. And then potentially we have some maybe a bigger guest host coming next week. And maybe I'll talk more about that when I can. So, alrighty. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. And as always, I'll talk to you next time.